Good morning, everyone. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. My name is Sally Kalin. Welcome. If you have recently found this podcast, yay, I am so glad. We are on episode 254 today. So there are so many episodes answering your questions around toxic relationships, healthy relationships, letting go, starting over. Got it all here, guys. Scroll back, have a listen, and let me know how you go with that. And if you would like to work with me one-to-one, I offer a free initial call to discuss the program, the six-week initial program that I offer with clients. So head over to Instagram, book a free call there under Sally Kalin. So let's get on to today's episode. I like to make these episodes very short and succinct as possible, as you know. And I feel like because we just want the information, right? We just want to hear it. So today's episode is, how do I get over a breakup? Like, how? Now, I've discussed this before, of course, but we can never hear it enough, can we? And whilst we all go through the stages of grief, because that's what an ending of a relationship brings up, you know, the sadness, the fear, the, you know, anger, the denial often at first as well, there are certain things that you can do to help yourself move through the process. So I want to just address four or five of those points today. And like I say, if you need any help with this, reach out to me because I will help you through this breakup. So let's get on to some of these points which I would like to discuss. So as I mentioned, the stages of grief you would be familiar with, no doubt, which is, as I mentioned, the fear, the denial. It's difficult, right? It's painful. Getting over someone, letting someone go, whether you wanted it or not, it's not easy. You literally feel like you're going to die sometimes, right? You feel sick. You remember those good times. You just want to reconnect sometimes, even if it was a toxic relationship, because that's what we do. It's hard letting go sometimes, right? And like I say, even if we wanted it, it can feel like our world is turned upside down. And I feel like if you've had any weight in that relationship, whether it's been a 3-6 month, like 6 year, 10 year relationship, the same feelings apply with grief. So let's get on to some of these tips for you. And I'll break it down as much as I can. So the first tip is getting to a place of accepting that this is over. Now that might seem kind of harsh as a first tip. Oh, just accept it's over. But what I mean by that is having a willingness that within you that you know this can't work. There has been so much up and down, hot and cold, on and off, and you're exhausted. And you know the only way to move through this is to accept it, because we can't move through something if we can't accept that it is over. So what do I mean by accepting? I mean not stalking their social media pages, for example. Not texting or calling or anything, really. Just literally making that decision with yourself that this is something you are going to accept, that you are willing to accept, because you know if you were meant to be with that person, it wouldn't be so hard, it wouldn't be so painful, and it takes two people to make a relationship work, two willing participants, right? And I would like to also say, you know, of course you're going to have memories of that person, the good times, and it freaking hurts. And I think this is when we have those memories, we just want to reconnect with them, we want that fix, we want just to hear their voice because it takes away that pain, right? But to move forward and to keep going forward, my tip is to just push through that uncomfortable feeling when you have that need to reconnect, and just keep going forward, because every time you reconnect back, or if they try and contact you, and I've got other episodes on all of that, guys, so please scroll back, like I said, if you're in one of those on and off again relationships, it's easy to just want to go back when they're saying all the right things, right? But knowing your soul, if this has been something that's been unpredictable, toxic, unhealthy for a number of months, years, then you know time waits for no one, and you've got to have something that's good for your heart, right? Keep going forward with it. And move into that acceptance. So that's the first one, like getting to that acceptance, because sometimes we say we want to break up, but in our soul, we're not really wanting it. We're sort of half committed to it's over, like we're half, but you've got to go all in. So you know what? I'm willing to accept it's over. I might not feel like it right now, but I'm going to do whatever I can because I deserve better. I know I need something healthier. The second point is, this is a big one, guys. Find a therapist or a coach or someone that can help you on this journey through. Let me tell you now, the quality of your life is the quality of your relationships. I don't care what anyone says. The relationship with yourself, the relationship with other people, it is the blueprint of your life. And when you go through something like a breakup, it can bring up so much of your childhood trauma. It can bring up so much of your own unresolved traumas that you have never even been aware of sometimes. And sometimes it's not the breakup that's hurting as much as all the other stuff that's coming up with it. And when you have a therapist or a coach, they can help you through that. And having someone that you can lean on and talk to is so helpful. This is the work that I do. And like I say, I offer that initial free course. So please reach out. But even if it's not me, if you connect with somebody on social media or someone in your neighborhood that offers therapy or assistance in this, please get it. Because our friends are great, but they can only listen to so much, can't they? And oftentimes they've got their own baggage and their own stuff going on too. And it's, you know, just having someone that is neutral to the situation can be so helpful. I just know it's powerful. I know when I was doing my 21-day breakup recovery programs where clients work with me 21 days to move through, it was incredible to see that transition out. And I'm thinking about doing that program again, guys. So let me know if you're interested in that, where I'm with you for 21 days through it all. So find that therapist. The third tip I would give you is making sure that you are connected to people that really love and support you and get you. Friends, family, go where the love is, meaning be around people that lift you up, right? Don't put yourself into situations that require a lot of you at this stage. Like, just be in a place where you feel like you can totally be yourself. This is so important, okay? I cannot emphasize that enough, guys. Having those friendships, going out, maybe having a chill time with your friend. Sometimes I know we don't want to go out straight away, but anything to interrupt the pattern of sort of the grief, right? And like I say, you may have wanted this, and maybe a lot of the time you feel really good as well. But I know how grief can be, and I know it can sort of come up out of nowhere sometimes. So having those friends that we can lean on is super important. The next step is 100% moving your body. Like, guys, look after your body. And I'm not talking jump into a full-on exercise regime this week or the moment it's happened. Even if it's just walking like 10 minutes, 5 minutes even, or doing some stretches in the morning, but really taking care of your body as well as eating healthy as you can. And I'm not saying, oh, you must take on a whole new diet now, because I know that's impossible. We want to eat the junk when we've gone through a breakup. But if it's just one meal a day, which is super healthy and nourishing for you, do that. You know, you've got to just look after yourself through this time. Like I say, I know it's not easy and you may not want to do that straight away, but this can be an incredible time where a catalyst for your own growth as well. And so by us just taking care of ourselves, by giving ourselves that good nutrition at one meal even, or, you know, and making sure you stay hydrated, another very important thing. Water is going to make you feel better no matter what you think, right? Water makes you feel better. And when we've gone through a breakup, we often, you know, we don't drink, we don't eat much, or we overeat all the wrong foods, and we don't drink enough. So keeping hydrated is going to be very important too. So moving your body, eating well. And also, you know, in this time, this next point sort of comes from the other point I said further on, making new friends, like not just the friends you've got, but maybe going to new places, seeking out new opportunities. This can be a time, as I say, of newness, of renewal. And I feel like it's good just to hop in the car sometimes and just go for a drive on the weekend to an art museum or, I don't know, somewhere thing you like to do with a girlfriend or meet up with new people. I know that's not always easy again because it can feel heavy. But even if it's just, like I say, somewhere local, but you've never been there before, like something you've not really done, you know, you might go paddleboarding, for example, or I don't know, just something random that you wouldn't normally do. I feel like this is like such a good thing for the mind and body when we just interrupt that grief, right? Just kind of just break it down. So that's another thing I would suggest. And my final tip today, and it doesn't matter whether you're religious or not, because I'm not religious per se, but I'm very much into my God. And that is prayer and inviting God in. Invite God in to this situation. I can tell you now, guys, when I connected deeply to God, when I was going through one of the most painful, unbearable experiences in my life, I turned to God. Now, I was always a very spiritual person and, you know, it wasn't like I hadn't spoken to God ever or anything like that. But I began to realize that I needed help and I needed to have a faith. I needed to believe. And the moment I turned to God, I started praying. I started just trusting in a higher universe. Like I just began to think, you know what? We are the creators of our life. We are co-creating with God. And there is nothing that God can't do. There is nothing. We can heal. I can heal. And again, going back to the first point, accepting that it was over, accepting this is something I didn't want to do, and knowing God had this gave me so much peace. I can't even describe it. And the miracles that began to show up, guys, were insane. Like, I cannot even describe it. So I just lean into God, talk to God. So they are my tips today. Let me just quickly recap them. Accepting it's over, very important. No stalking, no chasing, no anything. Finding a therapist or a coach, someone professional that can help you through this time, your go-to person. Connecting with your people where you feel good. Connecting with friends, people, family that make you feel good. So you just can be yourself, be around those people. Exercising and eating well, even if it's just a few minutes a day, that's it, or one small meal that is healthy, just mindful of the mind and body connection. Using this time to go and meet new people, go to new places, just interrupt that pattern, even if it's just for a couple of hours on the weekend, just doing something different. And lastly, but not at all by means the least of this, one of the most powerful things you can do, of course, is invite God into the situation and trust that there is a higher guidance going on. There is a bigger picture that you can't see. And if you were meant to be with that person, it would be healthy. It would be easy. It would flow. Well, nothing's ever easy, but you know what I mean? It would naturally feel right. And there, it takes two people. And so if something's not working, then God's got this and God knows and sees things that you can't even see. So trust in that. So I hope this has been helpful, guys. If you would like to come and work with me, like I say, one-to-one, I offer a 6-week program, my Heal and Evolve program. Come on over to Instagram, book a free call with me and ask me about that program. We can hop on that call and I can share with you what that's all about. If you're needing help with your breakup, here I am. Again, reach out. And please let me know how you have found this podcast. I love to hear your feedback. This podcast is reaching, I think, gosh, I can't remember how many countries, so many different countries. It's in the top 20 to 40 best relationship podcasts in the world. So top 2% or something. And I am so grateful for all of you listening. So please share this podcast and I will love you and leave you. And I will be back in a few days with a new podcast.